Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's Appearance at the Sacrificial Arena of Maharaj Prithu, Part 2, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The word Atmanam is very significant. It is a custom among yogis and jnanis to address one another, or even an ordinary man, as oneself. For a transcendentalist never accepts a living being to be the body. Since the individual self is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the self and the super-self are qualitatively non-different. Consequently, an advanced transcendentalist will not make a distinction between one self and another. The idea is that a living entity is always pure because he or she is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one falls into the clutches of the material energy, one becomes the victim of the three modes of material nature. Indeed, whatever one does is done under the influence of material nature. As stated in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Na kartritvang na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu na karma phala sangyogang svabhavastu pravartate. The embodied spirit, master of the city of one's own body, does not create activities, nor does the embodied spirit induce people to act, nor does the embodied spirit create the fruits of action. All this is enacted by the modes of material nature. Actually, the living entity or soul does not do anything, for everything is done under the influence of the modes of material nature. Just as when a man is diseased, the symptoms of the disease become a source of all kinds of pain. Those who are advanced in transcendental consciousness or Krishna consciousness are never envious, neither of the soul nor of the activities of the soul under the influence of material nature. Advanced transcendentalists are called Suddhiya. Suddhi means intelligence. Suddhi means highly advanced. And Suddhi also means devotee. One who is both devoted and highly advanced in intelligence does not take action against the soul or the body. If there is any discrepancy, he or she forgives. It is said that forgiveness is a quality of those who are advancing in spiritual knowledge. The words Vridha Sevaya are very significant. Vridha means old, and Sevaya means by service. Perfect knowledge is acquired from the acharyas, or liberated souls. No one can be perfect in knowledge without being trained by the parampara system. An ordinary man who has only a conception of bodily existence is always bewildered by the three modes of material nature. The Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are certainly meant to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. However, by such activities, one does not factually satisfy the Lord. Rather, with the sanction of the Lord, one tries to satisfy one's own senses. In other words, materialists who are especially interested in sense gratification are given permission or license to enjoy sense gratification by executing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. That is called Trigunya Vishaya Veda in the Bhagavad Gita. The Vedic performances are based on the three modes of material nature. But those who are elevated above the material condition are not at all interested in such Vedic performances. Rather, they are interested in the higher duties of transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such bhakti or devotional service is called nishtraigunya. Devotional service to the Lord has nothing to do with the material conception of bodily comfort. According to the great Acharya Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Vishnu is describing himself, or the Paramatma. The Paramatma is always distinguished from the embodied soul as well as the material world. Therefore, Paramatma has been described as Para. And so that Para, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Eka, meaning one. The Lord is one, whereas the conditioned souls embodied within the material world exist in many varieties of form. There are demigods, human beings, animals, trees, birds, bees, and so forth. Thus, the living entities are not Eka, but many. As confirmed in the Vedas, specifically the Katha Upanishad, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanash Chaitananam. The living entities who are many and who are entangled in this material world are not pure. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure and detached. Due to being covered by a material body, the living entities are not self-effulgent, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is self-effulgent. The living entities, being contaminated by the three modes of material nature, are called Saguna, whereas Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Nirguna, not under the influence of the material modes of nature. The living entities, being encaged in material qualities, are known as Guna Ashrita, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Guna Ashraya. The conditioned soul's vision is covered by material contamination. Therefore, he or she cannot see the cause of one's actions, and one also cannot see his or her past lives. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not being covered by a material body, is the witness of all the activities of the living entity. Both the living entity and the Paramatma are Atma, or spirit. They are one in quality, yet they are different in so many ways, especially in regard to the six opulences Paramatma has in full. Full knowledge means that the Jiva Atma, the living entity, must know his or her position and the position of the Supreme. That is full knowledge. The Mayavad conception of Kaivalya and that of the Vaishnava community is different. The Mayavadi thinks that as soon as one is free from all material contamination, one is thus merged into the existence of the Supreme. The Vaishnava philosopher's conception of Kaivalya is different. The devotee understands both one's own position and the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the uncontaminated condition, the living entity understands that he or she is the eternal servitor of the Supreme. And that is called Brahman realization, or the spiritual perfection of the living entity. This rapport is very easily achieved. As stated in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Man Chayo Vyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samati Yaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. When one is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he or she is immediately situated on the transcendental platform of Kaivalya, or Brahman. When a man is absorbed in a particular thought, he does not hear or see any external activities, even though they are enacted in his presence. Similarly, those who are fully absorbed in devotional service do not care what is going on with the external body. That status is called samadhi. One who is actually situated in samadhi is understood to be a first-class yogi. So the question may be raised that if the living entity has to act as the superintendent of the activities of the bodily combination, then how can the living entity be indifferent to the activities of the body? The answer is given here. These activities are completely different from the activities of the spirit soul of the living entity. A crude example can be given in this connection. A businessman riding in a motor car sits in the car, supervises its running, and advises the driver. He knows how much gasoline is being used up, and he knows everything about the car, but still, he himself is apart from the car and is more concerned with his business. Even while riding in the car, he thinks of his business and his office. He has no connection with the car, although he is sitting there in it. Just as the businessman is always absorbed in thoughts of his business, so the living entity can also be absorbed in thoughts of rendering loving service to the Lord. Then it will be possible to remain separate from the activities of the material body. This position of neutrality can be possible only for the devotee. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur states that one should not care very much whether he or she is going to be liberated or not, but one should simply execute the direct order received from the spiritual master. If one sticks to the principle of abiding by the order of the spiritual master, one will always remain in a liberated position. The word Baddha Saurida is explained in this section. One can fully remain in an intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly, or receive orders from one's bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely only when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. The Lord Himself helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back home, back to Godhead. Krishna instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. Krishna says to Uddhava in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Acharyam mang vijaniyan nava manyeta karhichit. One should not treat the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, for the spiritual master is the substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never be envious of him or consider him to be an ordinary human being. And if we follow the instructions of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we will remain always free from the contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will be successful. The question may be raised here that if everyone engaged in spiritual activities to attain salvation and became indifferent to the activities of the material world, then how could things as they are go on? And if things are to go on as they ought to, how can a head of state be indifferent to such activities? In answer to this question, the word Shreya, auspicious, is used here. The division of activities in society, as arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was not blindly or accidentally created, as foolish people say. The Brahmana must do his duty properly, as well as the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and even the Shudra must do the same. And every one of them can achieve the highest perfection of life, namely liberation from this material bondage. This is confirmed in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sve sve karmani abhirata sangsidhin labhate nara. By executing one's prescribed duties, one can attain the highest perfection. We see at the present moment, the so-called executive heads are more or less selected from materially ambitious persons who simply look after their own personal interests. They have no knowledge of the Shastras. In other words, the executive heads are fools and rascals in the strict sense of the terms, and the people in general are all Shudras, low class. This combination of fools and rascals and Shudras cannot bring about peace and prosperity in this world. Therefore, we find periodic upheavals in society in the forms of battles, communal riots, and fratricidal quarrels. Under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead the people toward liberation, but they cannot even give them peace of mind. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Ya Shastra Vidhim Utsrijya Vartate Kama Karata Na Sa Siddhim Avapnoti Na Sukang Na Parang Gatim. Anyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to the Shastras never becomes successful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. In this section, we see that Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Maharaj Prithu's good character and behavior. And so, Lord Vishnu offered Prithu a benediction. Krishna is pleased only by elevated character and behavior. But these cannot develop unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. The spirit soul, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord Himself. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material modes of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But when one is transcendental to all material qualities, all the good qualities come out. These qualities of a devotee, 26 in number, are confirmed in both Bhagavad Gita and in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and they are listed as follows. Kripalu, merciful. Akrita Droha, not defiant. Satyasara, thoroughly true. Sama, equal. Nidosha, faultless. Vadanya, magnanimous. Mridu, mild. Suchi, clean. Akinchina, without material possessions. Sarva Upakaraka, working for the welfare of everyone. Shanta, peaceful. Krishna Eka Sharana, exclusively surrendered to Krishna. Akama, desireless. Aniha, indifferent to material acquisitions. Sthira, fixed. Vijita Shatguna, completely controlling the six bad qualities, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. Mitabhuk, eating only as much as required. Apramata, without inebriation. Manada, respectful. Amani, without false prestige. Gambhira, grave. Karuna, compassionate. Maitra, friendly. Kavi, poetic. Daksha, expert. Mauni, silent. The Supreme Lord is thus satisfied by development of these transcendental qualities of the living entity, and not by any artificial performance of sacrifices and mystic yoga. In other words, unless one is fully qualified to become a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. Recorded October 9, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namaste Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakriti Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Nitraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atmaramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Padaye Namaha Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva Parangyanam Vasudeva Parangjapa Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paragatiki Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopala Keshava Madhava Dinadayal Dinadayal Prabhu Dinadayal Dinadayal Prabhu Dinadayal Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lal Giri Varadhari Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallabha Govinda Gopala Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagadhitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. Jayatang Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Mategati Matsarvasva Padambujao Radha Madana Mohanao Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute.